putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Quite right, too. Secret Diary of a Call Girl, Torchwood, Beyond the Sea, Day of the Dead, and the Reduced Shakespeare Company. To whom do you think we could be referring to, Jill Hart?
I think that might be Matt Rippey.
I think it is Matt Rippey, absolutely. Matt, how are you, sir? Welcome along to the Midweek Drive.
And well, thank you, and I am guilty as charged on all accounts.
Now, I mean, we talk about Renaissance men. I mean, there are certain people in the Reduced Shakespeare Company who have the line, performer. You, of course, performer, director, webmaster. I mean, are you true Renaissance man?
I'd like to think so, yes. Although the latter, webmaster, is the least sexy of those three monikers, really. I mean, web dude. But I like to stay busy. And on stage, I sort of work the creative side of my brain, the right-hand side. And then I like to also to sit down at my computer and be a nerd and look at code, which is exercising the left side of my brain.
Do you know, Matt, we'll have to start doing sort of social networking things like liking each other, tweeting, following various other bits and pieces. We can do all sorts of things. Because you can indeed follow Reduced Shakespeare Company or ReduceShakespeare.com on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter. All right? So, go directly to ReduceShakespeare.com and see some of Matt's work in full action. Matt, describe where you are today, because it sounds as though there's action happening in the background there. What do you actually see in your immediate surroundings?
Well, in the immediate surroundings, I'm looking at a stairwell at a hotel somewhere near Birmingham, somewhere outside of Solihull. Yes, it's a rock and roll lifestyle here.
I'm sure you said that.
It's the quietest place. It's the best place where I can get four bars of signal.
Oh, it's wonderful, you know. And that's the reason, I'm sure, if Katie Grimerson's tuned in, she'd say, yay, Birmingham, go Birmingham. Fantastic stuff there. The New York Times describes the longest-running comedy in London's West End as pithier than Python. Irresistible.
That's right.
The Today Show, if you like Shakespeare, you love this show. If you hate Shakespeare, you love this show.
Well, you know, there's no accounting for taste, really.
I would say, Jill, that's pretty much a win-win situation, isn't it, really? You
know? Sounds like it to me.
Very good. And they're coming to Lincoln, Jane.
Yes, they are coming
to Lincoln, yes.
Oh, well, if you think Birmingham's great, wait till you see Lincoln.
There we are.
Have you Lincoln. I think we're there June 13th, so be there or be tragically unhip.
I like that. Yeah, be there or be tragically unhip. It's wonderful.
Yes, come witness the debacle that is essentially, for those who don't know what we do, yes, we did run for almost 10 years in the West End. But we've been away for a few years. We've been off touring the States and around the globe. We've been to Asia and Belgium and Holland. So we've been away, and we thought it was time to come back because there's a whole new generation of people out there who haven't seen the British Shakespeare Company in action. And so for those who haven't seen us, we basically are going to attempt what we believe to be a first in theatrical history, in the history of civilization, to basically take all 37 of Shakespeare's plays and 154 sonnets to boot and perform them in 97 minutes or less. Yeah.
See,
the audacity of we Yanks to come over here and mess with your greatest playwright.
I can sense our Los Angeles ace director, Phil Leonis, who always gives us some director's notes at the end of the show. So listening to that and thinking, sounds like a top challenge. Jane, questions you'd like to put to Matt Rippey?
Well, I was going to say, Matt, being as you come into Lincoln and you tweet, and I can actually say I've started tweeting this week under pressure by my team, I know. So I'll make sure we've got, at the showground, we have just under 3,000 members, so we'll make sure we tweet about you tomorrow.
Fantastic. Please do. See, you guys are speaking the exact language I like. Obviously, as the Reduced Shakespeare Company web dude, I like to make sure that we have a presence, you know, online and on Twitter and on Facebook. So I love you guys. I feel a lot of love in this broadcast.
I always felt that was the case. Ed.
Yeah, you mentioned, Matt, that you're coming to Lincoln on June the 13th, but where precisely is it?
It's LPAC.
It's LPAC, is LPAC. It? I didn't read my briefing notes.
Just across the way there, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Hey, fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Danish Butter Company. It's LPAC. It's there.
Right.
Every sense of the word. easily confused. Yes. Many's the time,
but,
Matt.
But we're happy to butter you up if you come. Just saying.
it's just a genius stuff. Since 1981, the Bad Boys of Abridgment, i.e. the Reduced Shakespeare Company, have created 8 stage shows, 2 television specials, several not successful TV pilots. They'll come again.
That's right.
They will come again. And numerous radio pieces, all of which have been performed, seen, heard, and, my own favourite, translated into Klingon the world over.
Yes.
Gah! Yeah, ach, brach, bach. Sorry, I was just...
As long as there are long, boring...
He's doing Klingon on air! Yay!
That was for your Klingon listeners, because I know that people listen to your station the universe over, so that was for our Klingon listeners.
Very true.
But yeah, as long as there are boring subjects on this world, or any world, then the Reduced Shakespeare Company will have a mission to basically take these long, boring subjects and reduce them into short, sharp comedies, which essentially means we take out all the boring bits and just cut straight through the sex and violence, which is what people really want to see anyway. So
it makes perfect sense. And I have to say, you do actually win the award, Matt, for 2013's most entertaining biography, because I shall just quote from this. Matt Rippey, he also acted on TV as the real Captain Jack Harkness in Torchwood and acted on top of Billy Piper in Secret Diary of a Call Girl. Nice line. See where you were going with that one.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. It's a Doctor Who routine. Yeah.
Yes, I. Well, it just seemed appropriate because that seems to be all I really did. But I'm not alone. Have you seen that series? I think a lot of people can make the same claim.
I couldn't possibly comment at this time of the day, obviously. But you know, there is obviously a Doctor Who connection that we go through. Jill, any questions you want to put to Matt?
Well, I've never actually seen the Reduced Shakespeare Company yet. Obviously, that's about to be remedied, which is fantastic.
Yay.
I imagine people spend all the time coming up to you and throwing lines of Shakespeare at you, expecting you to cap them, don't they?
We are glad the Dauphin is so pleasant with us. His presence and your pains we thank you for. When we have matched our rackets to these balls, we shall in France. Sorry, Matt, I was just getting carried away.
Oh,
Henry the Fifth,
look at you. You go. That's good. Well, some people are afraid of Shakespeare, and they're worried that we perform, they worry that they need to be scholars of Shakespeare in order to enjoy our performance. And yes, it helps you if you're a scholar, if you know your Shakespeare in and out. Well, then there are the lofty references that you will get, and you can pat yourself on the back. If you know nothing about Shakespeare, then trust me, there's plenty of body humor and physical comedy to sink your teeth into. So I think we're both ends of the spectrum, simultaneously highbrow and lowbrow. A very Shakespearean tradition.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, this is the whole point. And obviously, it's nice to see that the great bard actually does get a mention within the Reduced Shakespeare Company. William Shakespeare, brackets, dead playwright, close brackets, supposedly wrote some, most, or all of the 36 plays published in the First Folio, as well as Pericles, Two Noble Kinsmen, and Reams of Poetry. He must have been an interesting guy to have written all those keen plays, but there is no evidence that he was fun at parties, handy around the house, or even good at Chinese checkers.
Yes, exactly. And had he actually existed, I'm sure that he would wholly approve of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Exactly. Let's give a plug to Gary Fannin, Matthew Pearson, and Ben Stratton, who are also part of the team. The tour itself is wonderfully extensive because, as I look through the whole process now, I mean, obviously, back in April, you're in Durham, you're in Bradford. I'm looking at time travel now, obviously. As we head into to May time, as you rightly said, you're at Solihull today at the Arts Complex. Then you're off to Hereford, then it's Harlech, then Great Yarmouth, then High Wycombe, the Camberley Theatre in Surrey, Hastings, East Dulwich, home of one of our earlier radio stations, actually, which we used to take part in.
Hey.
Aberystwyth, Southport.
We'll say hello.
And then the 13th of June, that would be Thursday, LPAC.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, at the LPAC, which will be the highlight of our tour, especially since you're all going to come down. And make sure that you sit on the front row, because, I mean, people who have seen the show do understand, for those of you who haven't seen the show, there are only 3 actors on stage, but we like to consider ourselves a 4-member company, and the 4th member is the audience. So the front row is the best seat. But I would say wear a rain slicker and galoshes and perhaps bring an umbrella.
So you see, in many ways...
Just because we...
What you've just said with those words, bring galoshes, wear a raincoat, various other things, paves the way for a week afterward, the Lincolnshire Show. What better way to prepare for, you know, here we have on the 13th of June, you know, Thursday, and then a week later, 19th and 20th. Yeah, surely.
Yeah, but you won't need your wellies because we've booked the weather.
Oh, there we are. You see, they said. But yeah, I don't know. Some of those cows can get a little bit overexcited, I find. You know?
Well, they can, yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I imagine it's awesome if it involves rain and cows and they're mad and it's Lincoln.
It's more than that. We have ferrets. What are some of the highlights of the Lincolnshire Show this year, Jane?
Well, the Lincolnshire Show, we have 60,000 visitors over 2 days come to the Lincolnshire Show. So it's run by the Agricultural Society. So it obviously is based on agriculture. But we have trade stands, we have food court, we celebrate sort of local food and local producers. There's lots. We do have pig racing.
Always good, I find.
Sheep shearing,
classic. You know, these are things that can be worked into the next round of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, I feel.
Yeah, it could give you some new ideas for a play going forward.
A bit of sheep shearing.
Do you have welly tossing?
No, but we
is that
could
a thing?
Consider it.
I've heard about that. Welly tossing.
Yes, I have.
And trout tickling. It's all about trout tickling. I don't know.
I think trout.
As an American, people often try to, you know, pull one over on me, and I'm not quite sure about that. But someone told me that there is a thing called trout tickling.
There is indeed a thing called trout
tickle,
yes.
And you've got
a trout. It's a bit like bog snorkeling insofar as it's an acquired taste. I mean, the bog snorkelers of the world, you know, they can only do so much. But, you know, trout tickling, it's nutritious as well. I think the best way to think of the Lincolnshire show is think of a wonderful county fair, state fair in the States, and just sort of think twice the fun, really. That's the key thing. You know, it's the sort of thing Judy Garland would be singing about, and many more. You know, but as life continues.
Well, then we're going to have to linger after our show. We're going to have to make sure that we...
Oh, yes, well, if you I'll get you in. Yeah.
I think we can coordinate a whole range of things there. Ed, any other questions you want to put to the Ripmeister here?
That's very good.
I think MC Matt and his Ripmeister ways has got a possibility there. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Matt, a little trivia question for you. Do you have a Shakespearean quote that you find yourself saying a lot of the time? The reason I ask is that I don't know that much Shakespeare, but I think back to my school days and we studied Twelfth Night and Malvolio says, "I smell a device," which has stuck with me. Nothing else from it did, but that did. Do you find yourself saying a short, snappy Shakespearean quote a lot of the time?
Well, yes. In fact, I'm trying to start a revolution in swearing because, you know, we're not very good at it anymore. And yet, so we just sort of resort to all these words that we're really not supposed
effing
to say.
Effing and jeffing, we don't say that at all.
Exactly,
no.
Yes. Yeah. But Shakespeare knew how to put someone down, you know. So imagine if kids on the playground were walking around doing Elizabethan insults like, you know, "Ooh, you stepped on my shoe. Thou art a beslubbering, beef-witted canker blossom."
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes, I find myself saying that all the time.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Indeed. Shakespeare invented over 1,000 words,
exactly.
And we're still using them today. I mean, really, he was just making stuff up. He made up more words than George Bush, you know?
Will we in 400 or 500 years be looking at the creative works and collective writings of George W? I don't think so, you know. I mean, we could talk about George Bush and then we could talk about his son Shrub, you know, Little Bush, but anyway, that's a heavy political point there, but never mind. We've got Nashville to come to and a whole heap of other things as well. A reminder that the Reduced Shakespeare Company will be in Lincoln at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre actually on Thursday the 13th. In fact, actually, I think it's a wonderful sort of companion piece to what we saw right in the middle of the Lincoln Inspired Festival, which was of course the Midsummer Night's interpretation, which was wonderful. Lots of strange noises, people going on a regular basis. And I think this will be a wonderful sort of companion piece of the whole thing, which is brilliant. We're going to be talking more with Jane Southall about the excitement of the Lincolnshire Show, plus Everything Bublé, which is on Friday the 24th of May. We'll talk about enjoying Everything Bublé as well. But we've got two final critical questions to put to your good self, Matt Rippey, and they are...
Uh-oh.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on this, your first Midweek Drive show?
The answer is absolutely.
Okay, that's good. This is looking good. Also have to give a little shout out to Jodie Hailston, who I thought did wonders in coordinating. Yeah, yay, Jodie Hailston from Paul Sullivan PR. She's done great stuff in terms of that. So yeah. great stuff there.
Go Jodie.
Not too much, otherwise she'll be asking for a pay rise. Moving on. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future? Maybe even before you get to Lincoln, or maybe when we see you here, will you be back with us before too long, Matt Rippey?
Absolutely, yes. And in fact, next time, I should try to get a couple of my cohorts, my companions in crime from the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I think we can go with that. In fact, you could become our official American commentator on all things to do with the Bard of Stratford. What do you think, Jill? I think that's an excellent idea. Would you be up for that, Mark?
I like that. Can I add that to my business card in my bio?
I think that's it's a way forward, yes. That's a round of applause for Matt Rippey, please. Yes, go!
Yay!